Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, jeez.
Today's Monday, July. Well, we've got a lot of energy today after a four-day weekend. You know, the reality is it's I don't know if there's anything weirder than this of me. The less I sleep, the less tired I am in the morning.
No, it's facts.
Really?
I'm the same way.
I slept 3.5 hours. I swear to you.
And you feel like energetic.
At four.
Yeah. But around 2-3 o'clock, you're going to hit a wall.
Oh, yeah. I always do. Even when I sleep 8 hours, I do. It's just in the afternoon, it gets warm, and, you know, I light up a joint, and I'm like, gone, man. I'm telling you, heat and weed don't go together very well, man. It just doesn't.
No. So anyways, what did you end up doing?
So, well, a lot of things. First of all, my mom is like back among the living.
Yeah, you said that, which is good. Which means you should have gone to San Francisco.
Well, listen, this is like nothing short of a miracle. I mean, I'm telling you, she was half dead already. Mm. We were making arrangements.
Well, that's what happens. You guys were making arrangements, and God said, look at these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
You know? But you know what's weird, whether you believe in this stuff or not, but my niece, which is the granddaughter of my mom.
Okay.
My mom's granddaughter, my brother's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Israel now. And when she heard about my mom, she started crying. She's like, God, I don't get to say goodbye to her and all this stuff.
Right.
So apparently she went, part of a trip was to go to the Wailing Wall. Have you heard of that?
No.
I figured you didn't.
No.
Everybody else.
I imagine it's somewhere.
What kind of a Christian are you?
I'm not really, I don't really classify myself in a specific religion.
Okay, well listen, this in Jerusalem, there's one huge wall.
People cry at it.
Well, yeah, and it's all bricks, you know. The reason it's holy, it's because they're saying it's the only part that was left of the temple in Jerusalem a long time ago.
Right.
So it's a holy place for Jews. So people, the tradition is to go and put wishes and any kind of note to God and put it between the bricks.
They have something like that in Rome, too.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same, but they have like the same exact thing. You
what?
Put like your wishes or like a letter to God or a loved
really?
One. Yeah, and you just
in
leave
Italy?
It there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted to go there, which is the funny thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it.
So listen, but this is it, okay? This is the real thing. People go there, they put shit. Even Trump put something in there. But anyway, the only thing she wrote there is, please keep my grandmother alive.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in that stuff. I don't know why you're asking if I believe when I tell you I do spiritual readings and everything she says. I'm like,
no,
oh,
I
my
know.
God.
I know, but I mean, it's like when you look at a miracle, you start to believe. Because to me, it's a miracle. I've never seen I've never seen many people actually dying. But from what everybody was saying, my mom was out the door already.
Yeah.
So this is like extremely weird. I mean, we were supporting her with oxygen and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's back as energetic as ever. Demands all over the place.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't believe. They make these like cranes.
Yeah.
That you can lift her off the bed and put her on the fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, they have those now, but they're expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's from the hospice service, so it doesn't cost anything with insurance and stuff. So we didn't buy it. But it's like moving a fucking whale, you know? Have you ever seen them move whales with a crane?
Mm-mm.
They put it like on a net or something. You never seen them move any animals at all?
No.
With cranes?
No.
If they have to put them on a truck or something, you know, when they move animals. So it's the same thing. Just imagine fucking a crane lifting her off the bed. So I'm like, you know, it's hard to watch your mom.
I know,
like
it
that.
Sucks. It but at sucks, least she's like coherent.
Yeah.
My grandmother was not coherent before she was leaving.
Yeah,
it was like she
saying.
Was in and out. She was on so much morphine. It
right.
was like just she was not there anymore.
It just makes you wonder if the morphine is not killing them too, you know, making them so groggy. The
it probably does.
Body stops.
Yeah, because I've only gotten surgery a couple times in my life. And even the pain medication they give you after, it makes me feel like a shell of a human being.
Right.
Like it doesn't even make me feel like myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are all the opioids, you know?
Yeah. Oxycodone, yeah. Percocet.
Yeah.
That's the only two I know, really.
Yeah.
I don't know any
There's a lot of them.
So what did you end up doing? Any barbecues?
Actually, I did go to a barbecue of some family in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
So that was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it. The rest, I just hung out. And
how was the traffic?
I didn't the traffic was great. Here?
No, going to Long Beach.
Oh, it was amazing.
Because no one was going. Not a single fucking person is heading to Long Beach.
I know. Or the freeways were generally not bad.
Mm.
Coming back was funny. It tells me an hour and a half, right?
Right.
As I'm driving, it keeps lowering the time. And it says, traffic is freeing up ahead, 15 minutes less. I'm like, yeah. You know? Keep going another 15 minutes. Yeah. You know? Before you know it, it took me less than an hour to get home. I'm like, I'm happy.
Yeah,
know?
That's not bad at all.
No.
Not at all.
So, yeah. And other than that, you know, nothing really happened. But it's a good thing. I just took the time to relax a little bit, really, and catch up on some sleep and reading and that. So I'm sure yours was probably more exciting, right? Well, did you get busy this weekend?
Wednesday night, we were here Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, I got home, and my girlfriend was like, come to this rooftop barbecue with me. And I was like, fuck it. Let me get out of the house. So I like went. It was horrible. It was boring. Everyone was like 12. I was like, what the fuck is
really?
This?
Really? Like young kids?
Yeah. So I ended up leaving. And my other friend was like, oh, let's go to this football player. This football player is having a party. Let's go. And I was already, my makeup was already done. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't work tomorrow. So I'll go.
Yeah.
So we went. And I see this guy that I know. And he's like, don't be bothering my cousin when you go inside. Remember I told you I like kissed that guy and then I asked him for his number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
yeah.
just drove off with a smile on his face. It was his fucking house.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God.
He's the football player?
No.
Oh.
They were just having a party and a football player was going to be there again.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I walk in and he was like, he like gave me a side hug and he's like, oh boy. And I was like, let's just let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, everyone's allowed in except for her. And he like locked the gate. I'm like, ugh. So all night long, tell me if I'm like tripping out here. Okay.
Okay.
So like, there'll be times where like, I'd just be like talking to a random chick or talking to a stranger and he would come up and he'd be like, oh, Did she tell you why I'm mad at her? I'm like, I don't even know why you're mad at me.
Really?
So yeah. And he like, she locked me in her house and like wanted to hook up with me. And I said no. And he said it all night long to like 1,000 different people.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So then everyone was leaving his house to go to the club. So I'm like trying to find a car to get into because I'm not paying for an Uber. And he's like, you can get in my car. And I was like, okay, I guess. So I hop in his car and he's like in the car again. He's like, yeah, she tried to rape me. I'm like, why is he telling everybody?
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't have told anybody about the night at my apartment. You've literally told every single person at this party.
He's got to prove something to himself, obviously. You know?
Yeah, and I don't know. It's like almost. So anyways, we get to the club. I hate it. I hate the club, Sam. It was so packed because it was a nice night before 4th of July. Like, shoulder to shoulder. Like, I don't know how anyone found it enjoyable. Like, even if the music was lit, anything, it was so unenjoyable. So at 1:45,
wow.
I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm going to call an Uber. I don't care how the rest of the night goes.
Right.
So I'm calling an Uber and every Uber's canceling. And I live like 5 minutes away. But every Uber canceling because they're so fucking busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like standing on the edge by the parking garage and he ends up pulling out in his Range Rover and he's got a bitch in the front seat and a bitch in the back seat and his window's down. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm about to go home. I go, actually, can you drop me home? I live 5 minutes away. I was like, you know, I live close. And he said, no. And I go, ugh. He goes, I'm just kidding. Unlock the door. He's like, get in. I'm like, okay, cool. Doesn't bring me home. Brings me to his after party.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, why would you even want me to come here? You know, like, you literally hate my guts. Like, you told everyone all night, like, basically how you despise me.
Yeah.
So we get to his house and I'm like, I'm just gonna stay in his car until my Uber comes.
Right.
So he comes back, he goes, get out of my car, what are you doing? And I was like, you're such an ass, because he was being an ass all night. So while we were driving to his house, he said something and I go, you're literally an asshole, like, you're an asshole. And his friend, his homeboy, was in the backseat. He goes, he's not really an asshole. I just don't think he knows how to talk to you.
Really?
And I was like, no, he's an ass. He's literally nice to everyone but me.
Right, right.
And his friend was like, just ignore it. I'm like, yeah, let me ignore it when he's been like this all night.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
isn't he like shit?
Yeah. So he tells me to get out of his car. I'm like, whatever, you're an ass. You're still an ass. So I get out of his car and he's like, he walks away. He comes back like 5 minutes later. He's like, why don't you just go in the party and enjoy yourself? I'm like, right. You were just asking, like, you don't even want me here.
Right.
He's like, no, go inside, enjoy yourself. So I'm like, this guy is so confusing.
Yeah.
So I go inside. I have like, they all order Barry's pizza. It's like $50 a pizza. So I go in like two slices. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning at this point. So I finally call an Uber and I decided to walk all the way around his pool, find him. And I was like, hey, listen, I just wanted to say thanks for, you know, letting me chill and kick it and feeding me. Like, I'm still a nice person, even if you're an ass. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. And I was like, okay, bye. And I left, right? So 4th of July comes. I have no plans. And I didn't get home till 5:15 on Wednesday in the morning.
From that night?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I slept till like...
You're such a partier when you go out.
Yeah, when I go out. Right? But I rarely go out. That's why. Right. So I wake up at like noon and I'm laying in bed, Sam, and the motherfucking earthquake shook me. That was my first real earthquake.
Yeah, 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 11:30. So I'm like in bed and I'm like, at first I'm like thinking, am I going to be sick? I didn't even really drink last night, but I felt nauseous.
Yeah.
But then I looked to the right and my nightstand and everything on it was like shaking. I was like
swaying, right?
Yeah, I called my family. I was like, I think it's happening.
As it was happening, you called them? Yeah. Oh my God.
My mom was like, get out the fucking phone and duck. Cover your head. I was
and
like,
you're in a tall building too, right?
No. I'm on the second floor and five floors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out of there.
Yeah. Quickly. Yeah. I mean, at least I'm on the second floor, but I still wouldn't want to be in a staircase, I don't think.
Right.
You know?
You wouldn't be anywhere. Shit.
No.
You got to be only outside. See, that's one thing that...
But I don't see how outside would be safe.
Why?
Because if buildings start falling apart and debris starts flying, like, outside would seem really dangerous to me.
Well, then you move away from buildings as much as you can, you know?
Yeah, but, like, everywhere in Los Angeles is a building. It's like...
Well, no, like, I was thinking, I have a house now. All I have to do is run outside, you know, 2 seconds.
Yeah, but outside and you'd still be in danger.
No, because it's all house, you know, one, two-story houses. One-story houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that? You just run outside.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what I'm saying. But if we're here,
yeah,
this happens,
yeah,
fuck, you shit fucking bricks.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be running down the stairs.
Yeah.
Running down the stairs.
I know.
Like, faster than I've ever run before.
Yeah, so but usually people don't. I mean, you just kind of hope that it'll pass, you know, quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember all I'm thinking, every earthquake I'm thinking about is, okay, stop now. Stop before there's any damage.
Yeah, same. Well, there's a crack in my bedroom wall now.
Really?
Yeah, right behind my nightstand. It's like a huge crack.
Wow. The most I've seen is both here and in my house, the doors had been half shut, you know, from the swaying.
Yeah.
So it's only the doors. I can't see anything else.
Yeah, that's about it. But anyway, that happened. So then my friend was like, get out of bed, come meet me at this barbecue in Woodland Hills or Sherman Oaks or Encino, somewhere out here.
Right.
So I looked at Uber, $75. And that's Uber pool.
Fuck.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm not drinking today.
That's on 4th of July,
that's
right?
That's 4th of July.
Wow.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to drive. So I drive, I get there, I park like 5 blocks away because it's the games party. He's like a rapper. And then I'm walking up to the party and she's like, oh, I left. I went to another party. I'm like, this bitch. So I'm like, I didn't come here for no reason, you know?
Right.
So I walk up to the party by myself. I go to the bar. There's no drinks left because I didn't get there till like 5:45.
Uh-huh.
There's no drinks left. I'm like, ugh. So then I go and I grab 7 chicken wings and some potato salad. I eat it and I leave. And then I go to her party, eat some burgers, and then I leave.
Uh-huh.
And I got home and I knew the guy that from the night before, the one who's like very weird with me, was having a 4th of July party. And it was only 8 and I was wide awake because I slept all day. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to fucking go by myself. So I took an Uber. I got dropped off. I get there. He would walk past me.
Uh-huh.
I know he acknowledges my presence. I'm the only ethnic girl at this party, basically. And he wouldn't even give me eye contact.
Really?
So I'm like, what the fuck? So his cousin comes in. His cousin gives me his shirt. He's like, can you hold this for me? I'm like, okay. So I'm about to leave because it's like 10:30. I'm over it. I'm like, there's no hot guys. I'm sober. Like, I'm just over it. So I go up to him and I go, hey, where's your cousin? I need to give him his shirt back. Can I just give it to you? I'm about to leave. He goes, no, go give it to him. Like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's like, his room is down the hall to the right. So I go to his room and there's 3 girls in there, very beautiful, like Kim Kardashian looking bitches.
Uh-huh.
So the cops show up, shut down the party. His cousin gets arrested.
For?
he had like a, he was talking shit to the cops, so they ran his name, and he had like a warrant out for his arrest for driving on a suspended license.
Shit.
So I was like standing with those girls waiting to call an Uber, because at this point a regular Uber is like $35. I'm right. Like, I don't feel like spending money on a night that I didn't find enjoyable. Like, had it been like the best night ever, I wouldn't have cared, but it wasn't, just not an enjoyable night.
Right.
So my quote-unquote crush comes out, and he looks at them and it was like, where are you guys going? Then he looks at me, he goes, do they live close to you? And I was like, a matter of fact, they do. And he's like, okay, I'll bring you all home. I go, am I allowed in the car? He goes, yeah, obviously. And I was like, okay. So we're driving, blah, 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 blah. He's like flirting with the girls, whatever. He's like, my type's Middle Eastern. I'm like, no, it's not. But whatever. You do you, boo. And I like, he just broke up with his girlfriend. They were together for like 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So I threw in some dating advice because, you know. And he's like, you're the last person on earth I take dating advice from. I go, you don't even know me, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, honestly, ask yourself a question. Where do all your judgments come from?
Uh-huh.
I go, I've seen you maybe 6 times my whole life. And every single time I've seen you, I've just hit on you.
Yeah.
I've never had like a conversation. You know nothing about me or my relationships. So whatever. He's like, do you guys want to go out to eat? I'm like, yes, I'm so hungry. At this point, I'm starving. So all the girls are like, yeah, we'll go, blah, blah, blah. So he takes us out to eat. He's like flirting with all the girls. I'm really quiet. So he like asks me like sideline comments on like the side, and I'll just answer whatever questions. But at this point, I'm like quiet because I'm like, what? I don't feel like talking and getting my head like ripped off, you know?
Yeah.
So he drops them off first. Why? Because we passed my street. Right. He drops them off first. He exchanged numbers with them. I'm like, oh, funny. They get your phone number. So then he brings me home, and I go, can we like let this go now? I go, you told these chicks tonight. You told everybody at the party yesterday. I go, why can't you just like let it go? He goes, well, I was mad at you. I go, mad at me for what?
Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't know. I go, exactly. You know, uh-huh. I go to him. I go, you know, when we were kids and you're a kid on the playground and the little girl is mean to you, or the little boy is mean to a specific girl, it's probably because he likes her or she likes him. I go, this is the vibe I'm getting right now. Because
right.
Honestly, you can't even come up with a reason why you're upset.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him for his number, nothing. I just said, thanks for the ride home. Bye.
What a stupid fucking guy, man. I don't know how you keep meeting these guys. You know, I mean, they're not good for you.
Well, I've known him this for 2 years. It's just, I don't really know him. But
right.
I've been around him for like 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just like, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think they treat you like in a special way or something, guys?
You know what it is? His best friend told me that he's not used to women coming on to him. He's used to doing it the other way around.
Right.
So because every single time I've seen him, I've been so aggressive with, I want you.
Right.
Like,
right.
Are we going to do this? I don't think he knows how to handle that.
Right.
Because he probably thinks, this chick probably does this with whoever she wants and gets whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I probably could.
Right.
Because any guy I've really ever wanted, I've gotten.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except for him, and he knows that, so.
Yeah. Well. You got the JJ.
Yeah.
You know, you got your JJ. You got your tits. You got your personality, too.
Yeah.
You know, so you put all that together. Who could say no to anything like that?
Right.
So that's why, yeah. I mean, I'm also thinking, you always get into these pool parties. I'm thinking I probably wouldn't be able to get in. Don't they have, like, a lot of people in line and not everybody gets to go in?
Like a house party?
No, the pool parties, like at hotels or...
I don't really go to those.
But you went a couple times.
Yeah, but no? Those are usually events.
Right.
So my name's on a list. If it's like an open pool party, I don't try to go. So I couldn't
see,
really
yeah.
tell you how that works, but I'm sure I'd be fine.
Right.
But I usually only go to pool parties if it's like a specific event. Like the last pool party I went to was for Pretty Little Thing.
I see. Okay.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
But like like clubs and stuff. Like yeah. Warwick, the night we went out before 4th of July, there was literally people. We showed up at the club at 12:50
mm-hmm.
and it's only because these guys that we were with, like the guy that I had a crush on or whatever, they know everybody there, so they just walked right in.
Right.
But there was literally a line around the corner, and I'm like, guys, it's 12:50.
Yeah,
you're not getting in.
Yeah,
like at some point wouldn't you be like, I'm giving up?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm over it. They are at capacity, and they were at capacity.
Yeah.
Like uncomfortably so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would never put up with shit like that. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Fuck them. I'm here to spend money and you're making me stand in line for so long.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I'm going to get in.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know? But young people don't really care. They really want to get in.
Yeah.
This, you know?
Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I did absolutely nothing. It was kind of depressing.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know if it's depressing. Why do you think it was depressing?
I don't know. I just felt really lonely. By like Saturday night, I was like, I feel lonely. And I don't know if it was because it was a long weekend. Because I don't mind staying in two nights in a row. But I think it's because it was three nights in a row. Because I went out Wednesday and I went out Thursday. But I didn't go out
Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I'm really lonely.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I would imagine that. Yeah, I was mostly with people, really. So, but I did spend some time alone, you know.
Yeah, like yesterday was fine. I mean, Sundays, I like to be alone on Sundays for some reason. I've always been like that,
right?
You know, but I think Friday I was like, okay, I could do without going out because I did stay out late again. Like even when he took us out to eat, I didn't get home till like 1. And it was weird because when he dropped me off, I didn't ask for his number or anything. And I was walking up to my doorstep and I turn around. He's still like parked there. I was like, I'm not asking you for shit.
Yeah.
If you want my number, ask me for my number. But Sam, what is that?
Yeah.
What do you think that deal is?
With him?
Yeah.
Okay. The deal with him is, I think on the one hand, he's fascinated with you.
Probably so.
Right?
I think so. I think that's what it has to be. Like, this chick is very
right. Like, she's unusual. She's making a move and everything. And maybe he's still trying to figure out how to take you.
I don't know. Because even when we were out to eat, he was like, yeah, in the car, he's like, yeah, I like girls that like have a fat ass. I'm like, check, that's me. Can cook. I'm like, check, that's me. Three, have a good head on their shoulders. I'm like, check, that's me. I go, oh, you're literally talking about me.
Right.
And he's like, no, I'm not. Like, no, I'm not. I like Middle Eastern girls. I go, whatever, Josh. And then he goes, what, are you going to tell these girls what happened between us?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, ladies, I tried to suck his dick one time. You know me, Sam. I'll make a joke out of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of them were like, you guys have extreme tension between you. And I'm like, and I don't even know what it's from.
Right.
It's not like we've ever fucked.
It's from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find him interesting, though, because I just don't understand him.
Yeah.
Because I did a YouTube video
on it. Is he Middle Eastern, too?
No, he's white.
Oh.
Extremely white. Like from hillbilly Illinois. Really? White. Yeah.
Like redneck white?
Yeah. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that he was from like a hillbilly town unless he told you, but like he's white for sure.
Yeah.
He's like a biker.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I got no dick this weekend.
No dick. Oh.
Oh.
I feel for you.
I'm going on almost 3 months. It's fine.
3 months without a dick.
Mm-hmm. None whatsoever.
I'm still beating you.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's okay. I feel bad for you.
Fuck, man.
Are you over a year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Easily.
Over two, you think?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, my God. A whole year.
A whole fucking year, man.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Since July of last year, did anything happen? Absolutely nothing. Fuck no. The most I got is go on a date. On a first date a couple times. That was it. But no.
Are you still on the dating apps?
This woman connected with me, but I'm not that interested.
But why are you not that interested?
You know what the funny thing is, though?
Mm.
Is that I recognize her. I don't know why I still swiped right. Maybe because I was fascinated. But but this matching service, who once put me on the database, contacted me with her.
Right.
So she was their client.
Right.
They tried to match me, and I never went through with it.
Oh.
And then here she is again on,
right.
on Bumble, right? And so we connected and she writes to me. And she's also like the more aggressive one because I'm not. Just the look, you know. The look is like okay for me, but.
Just give it a shot.
She's kind of full. I'm looking for a nicer, thinner body.
Oh my God, stop it.
I am. I never had it.
I cannot.
In the past 40 years, I haven't had a nice, soft body.
Okay, who
cares?
No,
not 40 years, but 20.
Who cares?
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No, who cares?
You don't know what it is. When you put your arm around the woman, you feel it. You feel the difference. You know? And I
actually don't know. I've been with chubby guys and skinny guys.
I know,
to you
it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
All right,
as long as I feel like, I love being right here.
Right.
I don't care.
Exactly. You know, but guys are different, man. You know, you don't want it to be heavier than you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I like tiny women so I can pick them up and do whatever I want.
Oh, my God. I can't with you.
Yeah.
Nope.
So we did have two big earthquakes, folks, in case you didn't know. They were centered about 120 miles from here,
mm-hmm.
and nevertheless, though we felt them, they were long.
Yep.
They were of the rolling type. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what that means.
Two types?
No.
Okay, did you feel like the place was swaying?
Yes,
rather than going like this, it was swaying,
yeah,
right?
like you were on a roller coaster.
Exactly, like on a boat or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the second time we were like having dinner, it was about 8 o'clock, right?
I hated it.
On Friday night,
yeah,
we're having dinner at my mom's and suddenly we're all fucking feeling this.
Yeah.
And it feels like we're on a boat. And it was the most amazing thing. Nobody freaked out. It's like
I was freaking out.
My brother goes, "Relax, guys. Just enjoy it while it's going on." Because think about it. You know, when you don't think of the danger, you're going, "Wow, this is pretty fascinating. The ground is moving."
But at the same time, fascinating.
I'm just like constantly traumatized by these earthquake movies that we see all the time.
Yeah.
The roads are breaking and you can't go anywhere. And what the fuck are you gonna do? Mm. You know,
you can't do shit.
Yeah.
Can't do shit.
You know?
Mm-mm.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
That's why I think the most important thing we need is weapons. I'm telling you, everybody should have a pistol.
What is a pistol going to do for protecting us against the earthquake?
No. Protecting you against other people. Because people are going to fucking come to your house and rob you of food and medicine. I'm telling you. Did you ever think about
that?
No,
I didn't actually.
If there's hunger and shit, and there's going to be looters and that, it's going to be lawless.
Yeah.
How safe will it be to be a woman outside? I'm telling you, like the first few hours, the first couple days, whatever. What if you're stuck in a fucking elevator, you know? Nobody knows about you.
I don't know, but my biggest fear is like the San Andreas after seeing that movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But even if we're on like the second floor, which supposedly low rises are better than high rises, but not really if water comes through.
Yeah, but the water's not going to get all the way here from the ocean. That was San Francisco, which sits on the water. In the movie.
Well, Malibu, Santa Monica. Yeah, but they've got like mountains.
The water has a long way to come here. So that would be a tsunami or something. But no, I mean.
I literally texted someone in California. I was like, "Hey, did you feel that?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'm shook to the core." I go, "Are we going to get a tsunami?" And she was like, "No, girl."
Yeah. No, we could.
I know. I was like, it's I don't think that's far-fetched.
No, I mean, usually it has a center in the ocean, though.
Yeah.
But
well,
we could.
Listen, they said on, because I've been reading articles I just read like every morning when I wake up. They said that we should probably be preparing for an 8.2.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I have the story right in front of me, and they're saying, when are we close to the big one? You know, people keep talking about it. Scientists are saying it's overdue. And
not only that, we just had two in a row.
Right.
And there was a third minor one. I didn't feel the third one, but I guess there was a third one.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
But I did go to the movie theaters yesterday to see the new Spider-Man. And as I was in the movie theater, I was like buying my ticket. And me and the cash register looked at each other, and it was a bit of an aftershock. Like, it was just a quick shake.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. If earthquake goes down while I'm in this movie theater, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
At least let me be home.
Exactly.
When it goes down.
Yeah.
Please.
Or close to home.
Yeah,
you know?
Something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fuck, I don't even want to think about it. Let me just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, but look, there's catastrophes everywhere you go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, natural disaster and shit like that. Tornadoes, storms, hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, I would never live in like a tornado area. I don't know why people choose to live there.
Right, because those are a lot more common than earthquakes, you know?
Yeah, I felt like there was like a period in time, like maybe 2 years ago, where it was like every time I put on the news, it was like a tornado is happening in Kansas City.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just
Who would want to live there?
I'm just hoping that these earthquakes maybe release some of the pressure and maybe a big one won't happen. You know, if it just happens gradually, because it's pressure. That's what it is. Pressure between those plates, you know?
I mean, at this point, it's just like if a disaster is going to happen, I'd just rather it come and go.
Yeah. I'm going to take a cough drop. I was prepared today because I know I've been coughing a lot this weekend. I think I'm catching something. I don't know. But I decided to start taking walks.
That's good.
But I haven't taken one yet. I've just decided. I don't know what I'm going to do. But you know what? I like my therapy. I've gone already three times. And she's amazing.
I need a therapist.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can recommend you to her. I mean, she's amazing. You know, if you want someone, you don't want to just go based on, I don't know, on their name on the list of fucking providers, you know,
right,
from your insurance. You might as well go. And you have insurance? Health insurance?
I do, but it's like Medi-Cal or something. I don't, I've been like calling around and like no one takes that insurance for a therapist.
Yeah.
And so I've been, because yeah, I've been looking. I really do want to get a therapist. I want to start going like at least once a week.
Yeah, and paying full price will be a lot. But you know what they have is a sliding scale. If you go to one and you tell her, look, I don't make that much money, I want to go.
I'm not
She'll
paying
give
for
it
a
to
therapist
you.
Out of pocket. I don't have the money.
Really?
I'm not doing it.
Oh, even $30 a visit?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's $30 on something like a bill that I need to pay.
Well, yeah, yeah. But you don't have a choice if you want to go.
Yeah. I got to just find one that
but
takes my insurance.
But 30 would be little. You know, when I'm looking at the fucking bill, the insurance, her rate
it's like
is
$1,200 a session.
Well, no, not that much. But 250, that's still
no,
a lot.
That's not bad. Back home in Boston, the therapist that I was seeing, it was like $1,200 a
Maybe
session.
Maybe it was a psychiatrist, not a therapist. Like,
maybe.
Because the psychiatrist is a doctor. It's an MD.
Right. Maybe that's
they
what I was saying.
They prescribe you the medication. You
yeah.
know? But that's, wow.
Yeah. Well, that's without insurance. Like, say right. I went in there and I was paying out of pocket. It was like 12, right. I think it was like $1,225 per session. Yeah.
I know. They're fucking crazy, man.
I'm like, no wonder why people got into this.
I know. They want to pay all the student loans. Loads yeah. off in 1 year.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think I would have been a good therapist. I'm really good at giving advice. I'm just horrible at taking it.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
like
yeah.
probably most therapists are like.
Probably.
Most therapists that I know are fucked up.
I mean, I would imagine you'd want to be a therapist because you're fucked up.
Yeah.
So at a certain point you go, oh, you know, I figured it out. Let me help you.
Yeah. Except I haven't like figured that. Out my own life, but let me help you figure out yours.
Exactly. Like all the life coaches and shit out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but
know?
Most life coaches and stuff are fucked up. Like exactly. they don't go home and have like a good life.
Right. They don't know what the fuck,
yeah.
you know. They're fucked up. They came up with some you know, spiritual mm-hmm. or psychological way to convince themselves.
Yep.
They figured it out. Mm-hmm. So let me do it for other people.
Yeah.
No, man. Fucking keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Yep. As you're paying for one.
Yeah.
To
you
help
know.
You with
now
your
unless
problems.
You go to school, you know, I mean, a clinical psychologist is something different.
Mm.
You go to school, you really understand human psychology and
but I feel like human
else,
psychology
you know?
Is like the most complicated thing to try to understand. Like I took all my minor in college was psychology.
Really?
And I've taken every psychology course you could think of, like child psychology.
Right.
I've done psychology of killers, like where we actually tried to study the mind of like serial killers. And it's just like at some point it's like there's no answer for that. There's
right.
no psychological answer for why right. they're so fucked up.
Right.
We can't pinpoint it to the exact moment of time of when this child became this fucking Ted Bundy.
Right.
Like, when on earth did he become that way?
Yeah.
Was that psychological or
That's
was
a
he
good
born
question.
That way?
Yeah, exactly. Was he born that way?
And if he was born a killer, does that mean it's in our genetics to give birth to a killer? Like, it's somewhere along the line, someone in our family that violent that it went through the genes and it's genetic? Or
That's a good question.
Is it psychological?
Huh?
And even if it yeah. is psychological, what did his family do wrong?
Right. Yeah. Well, all families fuck up the kids.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it just depends to what extent.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, not everybody becomes a serial killer, you know, so that's a different thing altogether. But
mm-hmm.
but psychologists do have answers for many things, and, you know, it explains things. I mean, shit, you know. But you know what? If you don't want to go to a therapist, it's like I'm dealing with, like, something very similar to what they're talking about in the book that I just picked up because it was recommended by another book that I read.
Right.
And it's a very popular book. It's been published like millions million copies. It's called Mindset.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
No.
And it's about really we can be either one thing or another. If you have a fixed mindset, which is definitely me,
mm-hmm.
definitely almost everybody, where you think like, well, this is me and that's it, you know?
Right.
I can't change. I can't get any better, any smarter, any this, any that.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people are like that. Like they tell themselves, well, I'm this and this and that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, well, I'm a depressed person and that's the way it's always going to be.
Right.
You know? And then there's the mindset of like growth. You know, I'm like, how do I learn from this? How do I keep getting better?
Right.
Rather than, because what happens is you start seeing every failure as a reflection of who you are.
Right.
And you have to keep proving to others and to you mm-hmm. that you're actually better than you feel you are.
Right,
you know?
Right.
If you feel I'm a loser, you know, and you can't change that, that's pretty sad, you know? And that's what people do.
That's why I try to, like, understand people from a different perspective, because I never... Okay, for instance, like, this guy, I was, like, going on a tangent about how he's an asshole, right? But then when I was sober, right, no tequila at all. I didn't drink at all on 4th of July. I was completely sober, Sam. Can you believe it?
No.
And I wasn't driving. I was, like, completely sober. But I was, like, sitting at the restaurant, and I was analyzing the way he was talking to the three Middle Eastern woman that I was with, and I was like, okay, he's not as confident as I portrayed him to be.
Right.
He's looking for approval from these three women, and probably partially me too.
Right.
But before I actually took a second to just listen to him and, like, look at him, I would have just, like, he's a conceited piece of shit. He's a narcissistic. We all judge other people based on, like, a slight moment of time that happens. Like, for instance, anytime I post a video about a guy and how the relationship didn't work on my YouTube, people are like, you're so desperate. You know, like, you live and breathe falling in love. And, like, you guys only know what I tell you.
Right.
The small percent of what I tell you. You don't know that, like, when I was 17, I was in an abusive relationship, moved across the country, was getting beaten up every day, cheated on every day. Like, nobody knows that. So for you to sit there and tell me, oh, you ignore red flags. Well, you don't know why I ignore red flags, because right. you don't understand what I've been through. So I'm trying to, like, take that mentality and use it in everyday life so that I'm not, like, sitting here judging every single person because they're not exactly who I want them to be.
Exactly, you know? Mm-hmm. And people can't all be the way you are,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
That's one thing, you know? I mean, I'm a perfectionist mm-hmm. about people.
Yeah.
Most people are not like me.
Yeah.
And thus, you know, I cut off from them.
Yeah, I actually screenshotted this last night.
Yeah.
And it says, stop expecting you from people. Like, stop.
I like that.
Yeah, stop expecting people to be who,
like,
you are. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's, like, that's the truth, because I believe I'm a nice person, so I assume that everybody else is a nice person, but it doesn't mean that they
right.
are.
Right, and when they're not, you don't want to be friends with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is that people are not perfect, so you can have a friend, but it doesn't have to be your really best friend.
Exactly.
But you can still have them as friends.
That's why I realized this weekend, by the way, I realized I don't really have any friends out here.
Right.
Like, there's girls that I go out with, but they're not really my friends. Like, right. on Friday and Saturday, all of them were posting out, and not a single one of them
right.
texted me and invited me out.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, just keep that in mind. Plus, I did the spiritual reading, and she's like, not everyone that's in your house,
right.
house meaning your personal bubble, is your friend. And she goes, and you've been letting everyone act like your friend. They're not. So I'm like, I realize I have no one, basically,
yeah.
except people that are 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, yeah.
So it sucks.
Yeah.
That's what holiday weekends do. I get really emotional during holiday weekends because I want to be home so bad, you know?
Yeah, and you want to be, but if you had somebody here, it would make it easier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't have really, well, I have a couple of close friends. But I feel like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Right.
You know, but because I would like to have a few.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't. And I keep asking myself, but I came to realize it's this perfectionism, you know. And that's what I started working on with a therapist. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. Because you're able to look at yourself differently from different perspectives, you
right.
know. You realize the way you think is not constructive at all.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Many ways. And you don't know where it came from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably always that voice that tells you you're not good enough, you know? You're not pretty enough. You're
yeah.
not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it comes from, but you can see that some of the most successful people have a pretty low self-esteem of themselves.
Right.
You know?
Everybody right. at some point is, like, just not 100% happy with themselves. Like, yeah. I think ego is everyone's number one issue. And I feel like the people that have the most ego that are out here in these streets acting like the cockiest motherfucker are the most insecure motherfuckers on the planet.
They have to be. Yeah.
yeah like, yeah. anyone that literally acts like they can get anyone at any point in time, I think they actually believe they cannot. And
yeah.
that's why they have yeah. that attitude.
That's pretty much it. You know, just like people that have money, don't flaunt it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, the richest motherfuckers used to walk into the restaurant I worked at in, like, Vans and sweatpants. And you right. wouldn't even know they were the richest motherfuckers. It, people will judge them. Like, right. oh, look at this guy in Vans. Okay, little do you know this motherfucker's a billionaire.
Exactly.
It's you the know, people that come versa. In with, come in with suits and the Gucci shoes and the Gucci backpack or saddle backpack or whatever man purse.
Right.
Acting like they have all the like money. They have nothing.
Trying to prove shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So... and the same thing with smart people. Smart people don't flaunt it. They don't go around saying, oh, look how smart I am, you know? They don't do that. Mm-hmm. But people that try to prove to everybody all the time they're smart
right.
or they're intelligent or whatever,
right.
it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of time. And
yep.
you got to somehow accept yourself and run with it and mm-hmm. make yourself better if you want to,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told my son, you know, he's like, he's irritated that he doesn't have as much time for himself now that he works a full-time job. And I told him, I said, well, work comes before leisure.
Right.
In case you haven't learned that yet. And sometimes work is not what you like. And I said, if you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
look for another fucking job and leave.
Right.
But not doing anything is not going to help. All he keeps doing is just texting me during work saying, I got nothing to do. They don't have work. Or it's too simplistic or this or that. So
he needs to just appreciate the fact he has a job and shut the fuck up. That's literally what he needs to
no,
do.
No, either that or really go out and do something. But he won't. I told him, I said, you don't accept rules
mm.
and you don't accept facts.
Well, if that's his mentality, then he needs to work until he can start his own business and be his own boss.
Well,
so anyone that has that mentality just needs to figure out how to work for yourself.
Right. Like I know? Did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm at that point now that I've realized, like, I feel like I'm constantly being judged. Like, for instance, this weekend, this guy never met me, has 5 million assumptions about me, doesn't know me at all. The job that I just
right.
had the downfall with, they all judged me the minute I walked into the place. And I'm right. just like, I can't constantly do this the rest of my life.
That's
so for
true.
Me, I'm like, I'm going to focus on my YouTube and post every single day. And do that and that and that and start applying for like host gigs. I'm going to start taking acting classes, the ones that don't cost any money. And I'm just going to work on stuff that I know. Even if I like, let's say I get cast on a show, at least if I have a boss, it's something I enjoy doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's yeah. what your son needs to do. If he can't get enough focus to work for himself, he needs to at least find a job where he can deal with somebody else's bullshit.
Right.
Like, he's like, okay, I hate my boss, but I love what I do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know?
Until he the learns enough is, and then starts for himself.
Yeah. You know, my rule is if it doesn't make you money or make you happy, then fuck it. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
And, but what I tell him is I said, you know, you don't want to accept the facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you don't like it, I said, get creative and do your own thing.
Right.
That's it. You want to travel and live in the fucking jungle, not have to work? Do that.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, but don't be miserable. What's the point? He hates having to fucking go to sleep because then he has to get up in the morning and go to work. He's only worked there for fucking 2 months.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
No.
But I mean,
he's overqualified, so he's bored.
Yeah. But if he's overqualified on his time off, he needs to start hitting the pavement trying to find something that actually suits his qualifications.
Exactly. So he's bitching to me that, oh, I have to spend my holiday weekend looking for jobs. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Okay, well, then you shouldn't be complaining, though, because you're not happy where you're at.
Exactly.
You know, like, I spent the last couple of days applying for jobs and, like, planning out my next couple of days. It is what it is. I mean, I was doing nothing else.
Exactly.
So if you're doing nothing else, don't complain about it. Just fucking do it.
Exactly.
Period.
You know? But so he's, like, stuck in that state of mind. I think my daughter is too, but you know what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Her mind is on fucking puppies, man.
I love puppies.
One of the dogs had to put to sleep, so they immediately went and got another. What is it?
Shih Tzu.
It looks like a pug, but what's the other one?
Oh, French Bulldog.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're so expensive.
Is it a French Bulldog?
I don't know. Maybe
the ones that look like a pug. Maybe no, it's not.
Boston Bulldog.
I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah. Because French Bulldogs are like $7,000. Those are the ones I keep saying I want. And I'm like, I can't afford it.
Yeah, no,
somebody
not.
Just give me a puppy for free. Please.
Well,
mm-hmm.
$7,000.
$7,000.
Why? Why are they
it's
worth that?
It's just a
that
high
much?
Demand. Everyone in LA wants
really?
Them. Yeah. But they have really bad health issues. So you actually end up spending more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my biggest
fear.
And
having to deal with a fucking sick dog, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they get sick often because they're bred to be that small.
Yeah.
They're not actually that small. So it's like when they're that, because you got the micros and you got the mini.
Right.
The micros are super unhealthy.
Really?
Because they're made to be the size of like a Chihuahua teacup, but they're French bulldogs.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them?
That's what they have, I think. It's a really small puppy like this. Black and white, like this.
Yeah,
small.
You'd have to show me a picture, and I'll be able
show
to
you
tell.
A video,
I'll be able to tell because I'm obsessed with.
Yeah,
that
but
one
he's
right
full
now
of energy. Yeah, my God, I saw the.
But
video.
They get tired really quickly.
Do they?
So they'll run around like 10 times, like a fucking psychopath, and then all of a sudden they sleep for 10 hours. It's like this might be the best dog ever.
Exactly.
Take
right?
him to a park, and then he'll just sleep for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I just wanted that small dog, so like if I ever flew home and stuff, I could bring a dog with me. That way, when I'm having like anxiety and stuff, I can just look at my dog's eyes and be like, "Well,
yeah." Plus, you can have him on your bed. You can have him take him anywhere.
Yeah,
you know, with small dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigger ones are harder.
I know, but I do want a lab. But I want a lab when I have a house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually thinking, should I get a dog? But then I thought, I just don't want the responsibility. And I definitely don't want to have to pick up shit.
Yeah.
So that's out of the question, you know?
I feel like maybe a dog will like maybe teach you some more compassion, though. And like teach you more patience.
Right.
So you should think about getting one. Just get like a small one.
I don't need one.
And then you said you wanted to go for walks. There, boom. Now you have a walking companion.
That's true. That's the only reason I would get one. But I'm not picking up shit. And I'm not getting hair in my house. And I'm not... I don't know. The family, they have a terrier that is so cute, and she loves me, and I love her.
Yeah.
But she sheds a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Dogs plus, shed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially little dogs. Ooh, the short hair, you think they're better off? They shed more.
No, yeah.
They shed more.
You know what I should do is maybe take it for the weekend.
And see if you like
them.
It.
Yeah, and just have her in my house.
Mm-hmm. And see if you like it. And if you like it, then get a dog.
Yeah. I mean, I have a backyard. I have
everything. That's what I'm saying. Like,
take a walk, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick up somebody. Conversation piece. Go to the dog park.
Yeah. And there's so many dog parks around LA. They're like everywhere.
I just usually don't like dog people.
Oh, my God.
I love dogs,
well,
but I don't like dog
people. Because
people
that are dog people are obsessed with their dogs. Like their children.
That's what I'm saying. I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
You know, some people like would rather stay alone with an animal than meet a human being.
Yeah. That's me.
Really?
I was literally thinking on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when I was staying in, this would be so enjoyable for me if I had a dog. I wouldn't even think about not being lonely if I had a dog.
That's true.
Like, I would be, they provide so much love for one's life. Like, it's a very empty without having an animal.
Then get one.
I know. I'm really thinking about it.
Get a small one.
I want a guy to get me a dog.
A guy?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they're expensive.
Mm-hmm. No, just get a... Oh, so you only want those that cost a lot of money.
No, I honestly...
You wouldn't risk you
I would
anything?
Get an English bulldog, too.
Yeah?
The big ones, the short, chubby ones.
Yeah,
I would
get
one of those, too.
Okay.
They wouldn't be able to go on the plane with me, but...
Yeah.
I have two roommates, one of them.
What about, like, the animal shelter? There's never dogs that are desirable there, or
the
what?
Only thing is my second dog back home is from an animal shelter, and because you don't know where they came from, and you didn't raise them, sometimes it's difficult...
Yeah, you know? No, I get it. You don't want to buy, or not buy, but adopt, let's say, a problem.
Well, I wouldn't call it a problem. It's just like, okay, for our instance, our other dog, we knew that she must have been through some stuff because like a chunk of her ear was missing.
Oh, wow.
And she barked a lot in the beginning when it came to Bruno, but we were like, okay, we're going to get her. She's cute.
Right.
But she's like a hunter. Because she was from the streets.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom was obsessed with this groundhog that was in the backyard. And then all of a sudden, she comes home and she opens the porch door and Nala just left the groundhog dead in front of the door. My mom, like, wept for, like, a week.
Oh, my God.
Because we're, like, really big animal people, you know?
Yeah.
So, if my mom got attached to a groundhog and her dog is the reason why it's dead, that doesn't sit well with her.
Jesus.
So, I'm like, I just don't know if I want to deal with that.
I know.
Like, I got my dog, Bruno, from the breeder, like, as soon as he was old enough to take home. We took him home.
Yeah.
So we like raised it. It was like a child.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a child, you know?
Yep.
So you have to live with whatever the dog is.
Yeah.
But my question is, am I ready for a child right now? No.
Probably so. You just said you wanted another kid not too long ago.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing.
No,
it is.
Come on. Mm-hmm. It's a dog and that's a human being.
Same. They got to shit. They got to poop. They got to be walked. They got to be fed. Yeah. Same thing.
But, you know. I don't know. But dogs are cool. I put up this meme that I saw, and I usually don't, right? I don't share memes and stuff. But let me try and describe it to you. Hopefully, it'll be funny to you. But the thing is, it shows a dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A cute dog. He's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a soldier's helmet. He's got like a soldier's gun and flag jacket, right?
The dog.
Yeah, a dog. So he looks like a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes are like sort of half closed. He's with a cigarette. And it says, 5th of July, the explosions. It really changes you, man. You know, so it's like a soldier that like got really like traumatized by war, but it's the dog, you know. So the explosions of the fireworks made him that way.
Oh.
Okay, I'll show it to you. I should show it to you as a picture. Hold on. I gotta show it
I'm
to
like,
you.
Oh.
I know, God damn it, I shouldn't have even told you. I'll just show it to you. Okay, check this out. I think when you see the dog, you'll see how cute it is here. Check it out real quick. Check it out.
I still don't really get it.
Why?
Because the dogs get like scared?
Yeah. So it traumatized the dog, the fireworks on 4th of July. That's why they're saying this is a dog on the 5th of July.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we are out of time. I totally lost her. I knew I would. I should know you by now, you
it's
know?
Okay. It's
and
okay.
I do know you by now. And I do shit anyway. But that's okay, man, because if boys and girls out there, we do have fun here. I enjoy it a lot. Thank you for listening to us, everybody. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.